We opened a small record department in our retail unit here about 6 months ago, and there's been a lot of interest because there's quite a revival amongst mostly my generation, I have to say, on old vinyl records. We bought quite a lot of large collections, and of course among them you will eventually find the rare ones, but I have to say that the rare ones are quite difficult to find, a bit like finding really rare stamps or really rare coins. You look through an awful lot of... So just because it's the Beatles or because it's by some famous recorder doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be valuable. So the factors which dictate the value are, was it rare? In other words, is it a pressing which wasn't a mass pressing but maybe a limited edition? Is it in perfect condition? And a lot of them aren't. And also importantly, the actual cover itself must also be pretty nigh perfect, because people want to spend a lot of money and want them to be perfect. So you have to be very careful.
And some of these you've got, you have actually found those gems.
We found a few. I bought 4,000 records from one chap, and there were amongst it barely any rare records. So you just have to keep trawling along until you find them. But very interesting at the moment, very active. A lot of people buying memories of their bygone youth. Very interesting market.
And you have got some of those Beatles and Led Zeppelin, etc.
Yes, we've got a few Led Zeppelin, a few Beatles and other scarcer records. But as you can see around here, looking at the store, an awful lot of records are £1 a piece or 50 pence a piece. So it's the rare ones we want. And the other thing about records is they're darn heavy. Took me 3 van loads to collect the large lot we purchased, and you just got to buy the mix and hope to find the rare ones.
You mentioned a revival. Do you find that a lot of people are now interested in the good old vinyl?
Yes, I mean, the purist will tell you that actually the vinyl plays better than any CD or recording, but it's all to do with memories of days gone by. You know, these are what we listened to when we were young. Most people played them a lot, so they're not in mint condition. And the collector who's spending big money wants some mint.